News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. If you're thinking about it, we try to talk about it. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Of course, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Time 7:05. Today is the 29th of October.
Well, you just let that rip.
Well, you know
what?
You
just came up and wah!
You know, when you come running in like 30 seconds before the show starts, because you're just sitting back there typing and writing and stuff that you want to talk about, and then all of a sudden you realize nobody's standing there except you. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today?
Doing well, noticing the cooler weather and all that stuff.
Beautiful.
Oh, isn't it nice out there?
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
And speaking of weather.
Currently 51 degrees. When you're just tuning in this morning, what a lovely day. It looks like our forecast is mostly sunny with temperatures around, a beautiful 65. You know, I've got a turtleneck on today. I love this kind of weather. Mostly clear tonight with 44, and light winds. Sunny tomorrow with 69, mostly clear with 51 at the lowest part of the day. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let's get to our special Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo expert, Josh Wiley. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street, Josh?
Well, good morning. Well, markets are mixed in early trading here. Currently, the Dow's up 32 points at 15,601. The NASDAQ's down 2 at 3,937. And the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,764. Oil's down 46 cents this morning at $98.22 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.62%. Gold's down $3.60 at $1,348, while silver's up a penny at $22.55 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Home Depot's up 59 cents at $76.65, 3M's up a dime at $125.02, and AT&T is up 33 cents at $35.90. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for that expert advice you know you want to have if you want to find out what's happening on Wall Street.
Incensed. I got in here this morning, you were really upset about something. I mean, there's a lot of things to be upset about, but.
Well, there's a lot of things that I'm just wondering about what's going on in our country. And I think that how could anybody not wonder what's going on in our country when you keep reading the headlines day after day after day? And it's not just one thing. Okay, the rollout of Obamacare, it has become hysterical. Joke if it wasn't for all the bad things that were happening that were rolled into it. And we're going to talk about that, about the Obama administration knew that up to 80% of Americans were going to lose their insurance coverage back in 2010. And they were still saying into 2012, if you like your insurance, you're going to be able to keep it. They wrote it in such a way in the Affordable Care Act that you wouldn't be able to keep it. And yet, that's one of the things we want to talk about. The other thing we want to talk about is the American Pediatrics Academy, American Academy of Pediatrics, is saying, hey, you know, tweeting, texting, Twittering, bad.
Gaming.
We'll be right back after this, after these messages to talk about
that.
And the other parts that have just been unveiling themselves, rolling out, concerning the Obama administration. I mean, the American public should be reeling from this. But we'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all the deer hunters we have the 2 to 5 gallon propane bottles ready to go. With winter just around the corner, keep those kerosene tanks on the top side. Our delivery drivers are out everywhere. If you see one of them in your neighborhood and you need fuel, give us a call right away. Maybe we can top you off. If you're thinking of upgrading to a new heater, give Johnny a call. And remember, we do take trade-ins. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for CFN, fleet-wide, fuel man card lock needs. If you've been looking at the lawnmower and the weed eater like you're going to lock them in the tool shed, be sure to fill them up with ethanol-free 93 before you do. It'll save you a lot of grief come spring. Northern Lights Energy for ranchers, farmers, construction and loggers, and just regular folks. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 7:12 in the morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. A great place. You know, Great Americans, owned by local people who do so much for our community. Joe and Shelley. Go on into Tobacco and Brew. They're constantly growing, ever evolving. Great place to buy your coffee beans, your tea needs. You can get your fresh ground coffee at Espresso Joe's. They have a huge walk-in humidor. They have wine and all the really good goodies. They're going to probably be doing a lot of things around the holidays. In fact, I do know that they have special holiday beans, great prices, and their pumpkin latte. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Now, okay. Why don't you rant? Because I know you're just, I see you puffing and huffing.
No, I'm just looking at
Yes, you are.
I'm just looking at the things that,
Obamacare.
Well, I'm just looking at the things that are written in the paper, or not written in the paper, which is kind of concerning to me, our own Record Searchlight, but have been, are being the big news in all of this today. The fact is that it says Obama, was unaware as U.S. spied on world leaders. And this is from officials in his own administration. They said Obama did not know that Merkel and other world leaders, something like 32 from 32 other nations, were being spied upon by the NSA. Actually, to the point where Merkel, who is the prime minister of Germany, had her cell phone tapped by our own NSA, our own people, and yet President Obama didn't know about this. At what level do you think, Bad Bob, that the president should be told about these things?
Well, I was amused this morning when on NPR I heard somebody say, well, this started during Bush.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for that comment.
Well, the point is that what if it did? That was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is this man came in, and I'm putting together these thoughts, is that this man came in on lies. He came in on lies. His administration is of lies. That he said he would end Guantanamo Bay. He didn't. He'd stop the Patriot Act, which he strengthened. And then the worst part is, is he aware of what's happening in the country? Should it be is that when he's out playing golf, each one of his cabinet position leaders should come out there and play around with him so at least he gets 3 hours of briefing? Are you saying that the President of the United States was not briefed that we were spying on the Prime Minister of Germany or the Chancellor of Germany or the leaders in Central America or in Spain or in all of these other countries, even England? Are we saying is that he didn't know about it? Isn't this almost worse than him knowing? I mean, it is worse than him knowing about it. Oh, I didn't know about that we were spying on that. I did not know this rollout was not going to work. Are you saying that Sebelius did not sit down in front of the president, or the president did not require her to sit down and say, hey, show me how it works? Are you saying is that he didn't do that? Are you saying he didn't know about Fast and Furious at all? That this had never, nobody ever, you know, briefed him on this? You know, even in passing, even Holder said, well, I didn't really know about it, but Holder did know about it. And yet, our own agents getting killed along the border, thousands of weapons being put in the hands of gun cartels, and he didn't know about it. The IRS, the IRS is saying, okay, we're picking out, you know, we are focusing on conservative groups that we can just really give a bad time to before the election. Maybe that one didn't work up to him, but what happened afterwards? Nothing. And now probably one of the worst. NBC, this isn't a Fox News. All you people that hate Fox News, F-A-U-X, Fox News, faux news. This is an NBC report, and the other ones are picking it up. Obama knew in 2010 you weren't going to be able to keep your insurance. Up to 80% of the American people who had individual insurance policies were not going to be able to keep their insurance. It's a fact. They finally found it. They probably could have found it before the election, but they didn't. Anyway, it's like Benghazi, 60 Minutes comes out and says, wait a minute. You know what? They did know about Benghazi and all this. Of course, 60 Minutes could have said this because they had the material. They just didn't use it before the election. Of course, they didn't blame Hillary on it, but that the warnings were there about Benghazi. Oh, that's another one that the president didn't know about. In fact, they didn't even wake him up when the ambassador was being killed. Can you believe that? But let's go back to the 10 million Americans who are, or I mean the millions of Americans that are losing health care. It says in there, and in 2010 they knew about it, when he said, if you have an insurance plan you like, you can keep it. They were saying all the way up to 2012, and maybe even to this year, if you have an insurance plan you like, you can keep it. Well, it was patently false because of the way they were writing it. Judy Maxwell sat right here, and she said that's not true. She said, if you make any change on it at all, you lose that grandfathered plan. If it does not meet the Obamacare standards, well, what if you have an insurance plan that meets your standards? Hey, this is fine with me. It's working. I've paid for it. It's taking care of me. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. They lied. He lied. And where's the editorial in the Record Searchlight? Where is the front page news in the Record Searchlight? Front page news, Record Searchlight. Pot shop case back in court. Falls arrival. Of course, that's a great article. It is. I mean, it's pretty pictures and all that. What we're going to talk about later, limit kids texting and tweeting. And here's your political one. Race focus on Tea Party. Races focus on Tea Party. GOP rift. turns up heat on the incumbents. Not Obama lied about Obamacare, keeping your insurance. When's that going to hit? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. There's one other thing I need to talk about, and we're going to talk about the tweeting and all that. I'm going to talk about the editorial today in Record Searchlight. The MAFA, they link the headline says, cost of winning clout in Congress, about $500,000. The first line, the first congressional district represented in Washington by Doug LaMalfa is a contender for the district in California with the largest population of American Indians. Now, cost of winning clout in Congress, about $500,000. In the first line, you put Doug LaMalfa's name in there. Let's come back and talk about that. We'll be right back.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period. First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Good morning. 7:24 in the morning. It's currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Estate Granite. Go say hello to Mike and tell him the team at Estate Granite did an amazing job because that's what they do. They do an amazing job. They did our kitchen, Granite Kitchens and Bathroom Makeovers. My next project will be the bathroom. And guess who I'll go to? Estate Granite. Also Forever Furniture and the Ultimate Lucky Smoker. Give them a call, 241-7866.
Cost of winning clout in Congress, about $500,000. The 1st Congressional District represented in Washington by Doug LaMalfa is a contender for the district in California with the largest population of American Indians. It talks about LaMalfa introducing a bill in Congress to resolve a long-standing dispute over a tribe's attempt to expand its sovereign trust property. And it's not that, fact that he did it. It was, you know, the tribe's not in this area. But the part is that he said, they said it's 100 miles away from LaMalfa's district. Yet what it's pointed out is that this was something out of the, from all California members of the House Subcommittee on Indians and Alaska Native Affairs, Democrats and Republicans voted for it.
When you say it talks about.
Yeah, well, what it is, it's
what
written
is it
here.
Talks
well,
about?
The editorial on the editorial page
right.
on the Record Searchlight. And it talks about the fact that, I mean, it's written is that he, Congressman LaMalfa, whom they say is not a bipartisan, doesn't reach across the aisle, just voted with a bunch of Democrats, and they all voted for the same thing. But then they bring up the part is that, and he says, now reverse the roles. Imagine how we'd feel if a SoCal liberal came up here and voted on our territory and all that. Okay, they've got a great, you know, that's a good point, except the fact is that that didn't happen, and this was out of the committee he was on, who all voted, Democrats and Republicans, to cut through the, as you say, the labyrinth process in the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It's notorious and how hard it is. But here's the part. It says here, that the tribe spent $455,000 on state-level campaign donations last year alone, and far exceeding the Redding Ranch and Rio and Sierra Pacific. But it also said there is no evidence or indications that LaMalfa got any of that money. So here I'm wondering is, why would you start out cost of winning clout in Congress, $500,000, mention LaMalfa's name, and then, you know, when after you read the article, read what he writes, and an editorial is this. An editorial is what the editor is espousing, just like I do here. I'm editorializing. I'm not reporting the news. I report the headlines, and then I make comments on it. In this case, the editorial writer there, who wrote about the LaMalfa, even though there's no indication that LaMalfa got any money from that, it was a bipartisan bill and all this, they tied it together. If you read the headlines on it and you read down, it's kind of like it's kind of like they're together and they're not. Where's the editorial about the lies from the Obama administration and the spying? No. The article again points out later on that there's no indications that LaMalfa received any money from the tribe. And have we gotten to the point that we know that the Record Searchlight and Congressman LaMalfa are at odds with each other, you might say, in many ways. Not in all ways, but in many ways. But has it reached the point here is that when we say things like that, that you, when you write about money being spent by a tribe, and it looks like you're tying it into a congressman, that, you know, have we reached that point where now there's anger and some animosity there? Or is it the fact is that you're indicating every chance that the editorial policy is to take a shot at LaMalfa, if that's it. And if that's the case, then we need to say that up front. Frankly, you know, this is not what I expect from my friends over at Record Search. Like, they have many great editorials, many that I believe in. But I kind of think this one, at least the headline, the way that it was headlined, isn't fair. Because there's nothing there. If you disagree with the fact that he helped a tribe gain some more land, as did the Democrats and everybody else, all the whole California delegation except one voted for, then, you know, I guess I don't, you know, maybe that should have been the focus on it. LaMalfa works with Democrats to help a Native American tribe. Just a thought. You know, when we come back, we've got Susan Wilson here. We're going to be talking in the soup kitchen. You know, that's something that happens every year.
Power to seniors.
Power to seniors for it. And, you know, what is it? When does it start?
Oh, we're going to be talking about that. It's going to be at the Veterans Hall October 30th. And, of course, that's really, really fun. We did it last year. All of the wonderful restaurants and, a lot of local celebrities will come and either make the soup, serve the soup. But there are some tremendous soup. And the donations are going to go towards the seniors, which, of course, we know right now, especially with what we've been discussing with healthcare, definitely need some help with any kind of insurance or medical needs. So that's what this is going to. Maybe actually help them with their electrical bills as well. We'll find out more information about that when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Redding.
This is Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction. One of our most popular programs is our four-hour private group session. This class provides 4 hours of live fire instruction for up to four shooters for one low fee. After initial consultation, and if I will design a curriculum specific to your group's skill level, experience, and desired outcomes. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
$2.25. For most of us, it's the price of a hamburger or just some spare change. But do you know what it can really do? $2.25 provides a complete Thanksgiving meal to someone who is overwhelmed and sees everyday life as a struggle. It's not just hunger that brings people to the Good News Rescue Mission. Job loss, no money, mothers that need to feed their children, loneliness, addiction, or just hopeless feeling during the holidays that no one cares.
This is Cesar Partida, and for the last 49 years, everyone who comes through our doors is greeted with a warm welcome and an opportunity for a new start. Your support helps open doors for a brighter future. The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, and work search program and recovery programs. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, no one should go hungry at Thanksgiving.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning, 29th of October.
51 Can you believe
degrees,
it?
51 degrees out there. And, it's getting to be, fall weather finally.
And this is the time, I just love it. I have a turtleneck on today, and our guests today have, got on, they're layered, and we're really excited about talking about the soup kitchen, that's happening tomorrow night, at the Veterans
Hall.
At the Veterans Hall.
At the Veterans Hall. Let's get going here and talk about that.
Okay.
Power to the Senior Soup Kitchen, 12th annual.
Our guests today are Susan Wilson and Anna Champ, and good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Oh, and I like it. You know, it's like an x-ray. We always say, you know, pretend that you're in the dentist's office. We're going to put that microphone right up.
Sure, no problem. Good morning. Glad to be here.
What we try not to do is smack you in the face with it.
Okay, and, sounds good to me.
Okay. You know what? This has been a very successful program, right, Susan? I mean, this thing's been going on, I mean, for years.
This is a successful program. It's a program that's designed to provide monies to seniors who are at risk of having their electricity cut off, basically. And
that's okay. At least that's working. Right. That's a nice ring, though.
I'm sorry about that phone.
No, no, I mean, you know, hey, this may have to roll plugged in. Don't even worry about it.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
It was not.
No one's supposed to call you.
Yes, of course.
I can guarantee you it's about the soup kitchen.
Oh, okay. Well, listen.
What's also nice is that people who live out in outlying areas, these funds can also be used to pay for, to refill propane, can be used to purchase firewood. So it's not just Reading of electric utility users, but also people out in Igoono, out in Bella Vista.
It's whole area here.
Everyone in Shasta County that's in need.
Even people with PG&E.
Yes.
Okay, now this is, again, this is all proceeds from this event help pay the energy bills for seniors in need. And that's the important thing. But let's get to the important part. It starts at 4:30 at the Veterans Hall right down in Yuba Street.
And you will
right
be there serving.
And we will be there serving. It's $12, but it is some of the most outstanding soup.
And know that your money is going towards this program. And there's a fact here, if you don't mind me, just since the program began in 2001, Power to Seniors has raised more than $330,000 and helped more than 870 seniors keep their electricity on and their homes warm.
Yes.
Isn't that grand?
Yeah, and it's amazing.
And the soup kitchen raises about half that money. The other half of the money comes on your REU bill where there's a little line that says share. And
yes.
If you put a check mark there and you add some extra money to your bill, it comes to us. So we get from the citizens of who use REU, we get about $1,200 a month on average. So that's another bunch of money.
Susan, I think about this quite a bit. We spent a lot of time thinking about this. We actually figured out that if every person in Reading that participates in the Reading Electric Utility that uses electricity through REU were to donate just a dollar a
year,
not even a week, but a year, we would pay for the entire program to exist.
And I wouldn't have to have a soup kitchen. How sad would that be?
Now, we would still have the soup kitchen because it's so much fun and we love to eat food. But we wouldn't need the money from it to support this
so
program.
So everybody that was an REU on their monthly bill put in, say, I want to put a dollar in.
Just one time.
Just one time. Huh. Okay, can you imagine if people put in a dollar every month?
Well, we want to encourage you.
We could really cover some stuff.
The roundup. You round up from say your bill is $8,432.42, round up to the next dollar.
Well, I'll tell you, REU works with anybody that wants to donate to this program. They're very easy to work with. They'll talk to you about how to donate. You can do it online.
I bet if you rounded up, you'd get a lot of,
that's wonderful.
You'd even triple.
I want to talk about some of the soups that we're going to be
the good
stuff.
This
is tomorrow night, folks. And you know what? It is that, it's time now for soups. We're thinking about, fall and the weather of fall is here, and this is such a worthy evening for just $12, and you know where the money's going to go towards helping a senior keep their electricity on. There's nothing worse than thinking that somebody's in a home and they can't afford to keep their electricity on, and then when it goes off, we know how much it costs double to get it turned back on and the craziness there.
So just a quick note, you know, for people who are at risk of having their electricity turned off, they need to call Golden Umbrella. That's our kind of avenue into the whole funding source.
Which is such a wonderful program as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, Golden Umbrella. So tomorrow night, Brick Smokehouse is going to have chili. Kathy's Deli will bring their Aztec chicken. And, you know, just to kind of give you a visual of what happens, you know, you walk in and everybody's got aprons on and these great big soup urns. And you walk in and you get your plate with your bowl and you can try every single soup. It's fantastic. Market Street Steakhouse, pumpkin curry. Logan's Roadhouse Potato. Olive Garden's going to bring their soup Toscana. Vintage Bar Tomato Bisque. Deja Vu Vegetable Beef. Mira's Pizza Shack Minestrone. Sierra Gibbs Clam Chowder. And here's the one that everybody was drooling over last year. Cleary's Italian Sausage and White Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yummy. My mouth's watering. Cheesecakes, Unlimited Tomato Basil. And there's just, the list goes on, you know, Sweeties and Maxwell's and Blackbird Diner, they're all going to bring stuff.
For one price.
Wonderful soups.
You pay your money again and you can taste every one of them. And, I mean, isn't there soup to go?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So we have containers, soup to go. You drop by, pay us $5. We fill up your little container. You can have as many containers as you want. And one of the things I wanted to add is we also have bread and salad. So From the Hearth donated all the bread this year. Very happy to have that happen. And then we have salad. Salad is kind of, you know, invisible in the vision of soup and bread.
Well, you know, when we got there last year, we got there early and to find out where we were going to be standing. In fact, I was told it wasn't right. I took my soup ladle and went from spot to spot.
Oh, you did.
And frankly, you
licked the spoon in between.
And then I licked the spoon, so it was clean when I stuck it in the next one.
Yeah, okay, no. That's nice.
But the part is that you see people coming in.
What do you want? He was in the military
and
for 30 years.
And then it was a continuous
Marine
crowd, crowd coming in there. It's enjoyable. There's no pressure. You don't have to, you come in, you get your soup, you sit down with your friends or however, or take it with you, and the soup is absolutely astounding. The people there, you're going to see a lot of people a lot of people that are there, they're joining you. You'll see a group of politicians.
That's the fun part. We have some of our local
celebrity
people.
Servers.
And entertainment by the Enterprise High School Band.
That's new this year.
Yeah.
Oh, we had to change our date at the last minute. Unfortunately, Straight Ahead Big Bang couldn't come on our new date. So Enterprise High School, in spite of the fact they have five other events to perform at this week and their crosstown rival match for River Bowl on Friday, they squeezed us in.
Oh, yeah.
And will be there performing with all their kids on stage.
That's
so
fabulous.
A big shout out to their new leader, Mike Costa, and all of his students who will be on stage dressed up and ready to entertain us.
Looking so forward to that. Bring on show business, folks. So again, entertainment by the Enterprise High School. This is tomorrow night, so we'll see you there. It's October 30th on your calendar. I know it's hard to believe that, Halloween the 31st, we have two more days of October, which blows my mind. From 4:30 to 8 at the Vets Hall, that's on Yuba Street, Reading, $12 gets you in the door. 4:30, what a great way to come out from after work and know that your money is going to go towards helping seniors keep their electricity on.
And Linda and I will be there on the early shift.
Yes.
Because after we leave there, we're heading back here, of course, because we have War of the Worlds, a live radio broadcast of the original script of the Orson Welles War of the Worlds that Wade Riggs got permission to use. And there's going to be a number of us in here,
actors,
except for me, that will be
me.
In here.
Well, announcing.
And, we'll be here for that. So have your evening. Just go down there, get your soup, have a great time, see everybody, turn on your radio here, and listen to War of the Worlds.
Great night.
As people did back in the 30s.
That's a great show, that War of the Worlds
show.
Promise me you will not. I'll throw your stuff into the truck and leave, though.
And it's with sound effects, and it's the original script, and like what Carl said, that Wade got rights to it. So it'll be a really special evening, and we cannot wait to be there tomorrow night at 4:30 for Power to the Seniors. Why don't you join us? It will be great. For $12, know that your money is going towards
a great reason. Yeah.
And can I just give a shout out to at least a few of these folks on my list. I have to thank Mercy Medical Center.
Oh, yeah.
They paid for the facility, and that facility is not cheap. And I have to thank Charles and AJ at Mary's Pizza Shack. They are managing my kitchen, so it will be public health proof. You know, when you think of those big, huge 10-gallon pots, do you know what they weigh? Anna and I are not lifting those and carrying those. We tried once.
We used to, but we are so glad we don't have to anymore.
Well, Mary's Pizza is always, always helping.
They're so fabulous, so fun to work with.
And they have just done a great service to us
please
to manage
eat
this
yes.
kitchen. Please
After
eat
the
there.
Power clean your
eat there
kitchen.
A lot.
Go eat there.
They are
that.
So generous. Mary's Pizza Shack are such generous.
They're really community minded.
Oh, man.
And then one other interesting quick shout out is Glenn Hawes at Hawes Ranch donated all the decorations for the table. So I was out there almost in the rain yesterday picking up those little squashes and little gourds, bringing them home, washing them, getting them ready. So the tables are always beautiful.
They're always beautiful there. All right.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Power to the Seniors Soup Kitchen starts at 4:30 to Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Come on down. It's $12, but you get all the soup you can eat.
And we appreciate you.
And we appreciate what you do to help our seniors here in town. Over $330,000 raised between this program and another program so that seniors are in problem. We're 800 seniors. They're in problems with their electric bills, and it's not getting any better, my friends. We're able to keep their electricity on. Thank you very much. We'll be right back after these messages.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, good morning. October the 29th, 51 degrees out there. It's almost 7:50 in the morning. It's a portion show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends down there with a great in-store deli, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. And they are the North State's nutrition experts. They also have their new gluten-free line, Amazing Foods for Life. Can't say enough about that. A good way to eat healthy that tastes good. They're located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center on that 221 Locust Street. Give them a call, 244-9141. Our friends at Orchard Nutrition. You know what? Last night, we watched not a documentary. It was a what if type show on National Geographic. What if the electricity went out in America for 2 weeks? Oh my goodness. And everything that you kind of read, but think about this. And what they did was they took like five people that had their cell phones or little cameras and they were kind of like videotaping what happened or keeping track of what happened to them. And for after like 5 days, of course the water's turned off, the gasoline, there's no gasoline, the trucks aren't running, the food's run out, in talking in large cities, the amount of panic that hits. And what was the one thing on, you know, remember the people up in the top of the skyscraper? What did she keep saying?
No, well, there was the 46th floor down in Manhattan,
right.
And they had no electricity, meaning that the elevator was out, and they ended up had to go down the stairs after about a couple days. They went down the stairs. They were hearing screaming and yelling, and they were really afraid. And she said, "You got to help them." And he said, "Well, we don't know what's going on." So then they go downstairs. You know, have to go down all the steps into the streets of Manhattan and find out when they get into the store that all the shelves are empty and people are fighting. This is on day three or day four because they're hungry. Some guy holds them at knife point just for a can of peaches. And this is a reality of what can happen. The other scenario were four kids on an elevator after school at one of the universities.
Yeah.
And, school was out, but they were there just to stay behind for a couple days and then drive or fly to get home. And they were stuck on an elevator. So what do you do with four people and climbing out and falling and getting injured and climbing out and what they went through? And all I could think about is, oh my God, Carl, where do they go to the bathroom?
Well, you know, the point is that how many people are prepared for what happens? And this one woman kept saying, she says, how come nobody's taking care of us? How come nobody's helping us? And you think about it, and they had nothing in their house. They had no extra water. And this is in the penthouse there. But in other places, they had no water. They had no food. They had no flashlights. They had nothing. They had nothing to prepare themselves if the electricity went out. And, you know, of course, they said, you know, electricity went out all the United States and because of a hacking into the systems, blah, 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 blah. That's not the point. The point is what happens after 4 or 5 days that people, you know, there's no food there. Now people are going after people that are prepared. And it wasn't just in the cities. It was out in the countries where people were having to protect their own food, their own water. And how people turned on each other for this. It was an incredibly impactful type of show in the documentary mode. And then when, you know, and it showed the military was kind of bringing in stuff, but they just couldn't help everybody. And because there's no water to be pumped, and everybody's using candles and all types of different devices to light houses or all these fires, and it takes like, what was it, 3,200 gallons of water to fight a fire, you know, an average house. Well, they had no water. So houses were burning down. Businesses were burning down. People were going into shelters, and they were trying to bring the food and the water to shelters. And they cut in and out of different scenes they had from Katrina and Sandy and other disasters where you had, you know, the National Guard, or they're trying to help people. But the bottom line is are you prepared? Tomorrow morning we have Jake Ryan on, who is one of the – who has Patriot Gold and Silver, who is – has three stores, and besides the gold and silver line of it is, are you prepped? Are you prepared for an emergency? And I'm not talking about somebody that builds a $1 million bunker in your backyard, but are you prepared? What are some of the things you can do, just basic preparedness for 3 to 5 days?
Well, the story that was very interesting too, along with the, are we going to take a break and then come back and talk about, let's just take a break. We'll continue on with a documentary and how it's interesting about, prepper bringing somebody in who wasn't of the same mindset and how that could be a catastrophe. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. If we're talking about it, you're probably thinking about it, or vice versa. That, you know, the,
currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios, and it looks like we're going to have a beautiful day with temperatures around 65 and mostly clear around 44 tonight. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are our warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. We know that the cool weather is happening. What happens if all your electricity, if the electricity goes off across the United States and you think you're going to get in the car and go someplace? This is a perfect documentary that we saw last night about what happens. And one of the things we discussed before we took the break, there was one guy who was a total prepper. He had, out in the country.
He had saved his stuff.
He had all the food. He had his bunker. And his daughter, who was a teenager, said, "Oh, well, do we really have to go? Can't, whatever her boyfriend's name, come with us?" And, you know, just so in the cell phone sent, part of, you know, I'm just not in your reality. Like he's a freak. So they go out to the country and they bring the boyfriend. Now the boyfriend is kind of like not a prepper minded at all. And he's just kind of like, wow, you guys are over the top. And then when it gets to day three and day four and they're out in the country and on their prepped land,
people come up and want food. The father says, "No, I don't have any food. I'm sorry. You need to go into town where they have, you know, they got, you know, center set up. I have no food." And the guy says, "Well, it's for my wife and kids." He says, "I have no food available." And the kid says, the one they brought along, "Oh, we have some extra food. We have extra food." And that night brings it out and gives it to these people. Well, it only takes a couple of days before they come back and they raid the food stores of the family. And then, at the end of the whole thing is they're getting ready to cut his throat to take everything. And a cell phone goes off. And when the cell phone goes off, the kids who was there was finally stood up. He was trying to protect him. He says, "The power's back on." And everybody realizes what they had just almost done to each other. They almost killed their neighbor over this. And they realized they weren't. And then all the lights and all the electricity start coming back on in the country. The bottom line is that the preparation for it and what happens to people. We just didn't even tell the whole story of everything that happened. All the people in towns, people having, you know, women having babies, the medical, they didn't have, because there was no power, they couldn't keep the freezers going to keep the bodies. So they had all the bodies laid out with hazmat signs on them, you know, inside the body bags. It was an incredible thought process. I'm not saying this is an Academy Award winning, piece of filmdom. But what it does is it makes you think, do I have enough water to last me 5 days? How about food? How about medicine? How about 30 days? What about something just for 2 weeks until our government can get everything going back together again or set up something? Do you have that? Well, tomorrow we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking, Thursday, we're going to be talking about prepping. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Haven Humane. We're talking about the latest in our world of animals here in the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The health department official directly responsible for the troubled Obamacare website is apologizing to consumers.
To the millions of Americans who have attempted to use healthcare.gov to shop and enroll in healthcare coverage, I want to apologize to you that the website has not worked as well as it should. We know how desperately you need affordable coverage.
Testifying before the House Ways and Means Committee, Marilyn Tavener deflected questions about how many people have successfully enrolled for health care coverage so far. Critics also asking questions about reports that many people's coverage is vastly increasing in price under Obamacare. A sharp drop in auto sales caused largely by a calendar quirk lowered U.S. retail spending in September, but Americans boosted their spending on most other goods, suggesting confidence in the economy. Ahead of the government shutdown, Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial.
The economy did see a drop in retail sales in September, so that was even before the shutdown. It fell by 0.1%. It was all accounted for by lower auto sales.
Excluding autos, gas, and building supply, sales rose 0.5% in September. A big decline in food prices helped to hold down wholesale prices in September, contributing to a 0.1% decline, the first drop since April.
The Labor Department says last month's slight dip followed a 0.3% increase in prices in August. Wholesale food prices fell 1%, paced by a drop in vegetable prices. The lower food costs helped offset a 0.5% increase in energy prices. That increase reflected higher prices for home heating oil, diesel fuel, and natural gas.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. U.S. home prices have posted another gain. They rose 12.8% in August compared to a year ago, the fastest annual gain since February of 2006. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index improved from July when prices rose 12.4%. This is SRN News.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Superstorm Sandy survivors are keeping vigil along the water's edge a year after the devastating storm flooded hundreds of miles of coastline and destroyed whole communities. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he has no regrets about his public gratitude for President Obama's concern and efforts following the storm. Christie appeared on NBC's Today Show.
I call him as I see him, and when people ask me questions, I tell them the truth as I see it. And back a year ago, the president kept his word to the people of New Jersey, and if I was asked about it, I was going to say that. Regardless of the politics.
People will be paying their respects today to the people who were lost and the places that were destroyed in New York and New Jersey. Whether it was the partial government shutdown or just the overall economy and its struggling recovery, the confidence of Americans in this nation's economy is now lower. The Conference Board says its confidence reading fell this month to the lowest level since April, a decline that could drag down spending. This is SRN News. Freezers Fine Foods has voluntarily expanded a recall of a packaged salad from its factory in Topeka, Kansas.
The Beaverton, Oregon-based company said it took the step because the products distributed nationwide and in Canada may be contaminated with listeria, which can cause serious illness. Symptoms of listeria include fever, headache, and abdominal pain. People with weak immune systems, such as young children, elderly people, and others, can die. Pregnant women can suffer miscarriage or stillbirth. The company says there have been no confirmed illnesses linked to the products. They include potato, pasta, tuna, and egg salads, and others sold under the Reese's name and others. Keith Peters, SRN News.
The Jonas Brothers are breaking up their band. The New Jersey brothers Nick, Joe, and Kevin Jonas formed the band in 2005 and built a fan base through their association with Disney. Now the brothers say they're ending their highly successful run. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning. It is October the 29th, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And many of you all are in the chat room on KCNR1460.com. Onion Grower and Gunner and Sonny and Craig. Good morning to everybody. Gosh,
currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 65. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 44. Sunny tomorrow, temperatures 69, mostly clear 51. Looks like we have a beautiful week ahead of us. Thursday, 77, clear evening with 52. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers and our warm friends. Give them a call for your winter needs, 365-3793. Let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo expert, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Markets remain mixed this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 48 points at 15,617, while the Nasdaq's down 1 at 3,940, and the S&P 500's up 3 at 1,766. Oil's down 40 cents a barrel this morning at $98.28, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.61%. Gold's down 80 cents at $1,351, while silver's down a nickel at $22.59 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Bank of America is down 9 cents at $14.15, Qualcomm's up 55 cents at $69.09, and Nike is up 13 pennies at $75.64. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. You know, with everything that's going on in Wall Street and all the changes and what's happening with the government and what's not happening with the government, you need somebody that follows the stock market, follows Wall Street, and that's what they do with our Wells Fargo Market Minute and our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. You know, tomorrow morning, we're splitting up again tomorrow morning. I'll be down on at the Outwest Furniture in their parking lot there for Fill-A-Bag. And it's to gather food for the Good News, for the Women's Refuge. This time of the year, there's so many people coming in and there's so many things going on that this is our way to help them out. Just have to do is come by, say hello to me. Linda will be back here in the studio because we've got all types of things happening. But stop by tomorrow. I'll be out there and drop off a bag of food for people that are going to need it from the Women's Refuge. That this is really going to be a big help for them. So again, it's right down there at Outwest Furniture on Eureka Way. Our guest, when we come back, we can just say hello to him, Mark Story.
Mark Story.
Good morning.
CEO of Haven Humane.
Hey, we just had a great time doing the bark and wine.
And brew. Yeah.
That's wow. It was a really nice success, was it not?
It was fantastic. Yeah, I was very
pleased. And I understand we raised more money this year than last year.
Yep, we did see an increase. It was great.
That's fabulous. And that was your first year doing that.
It was. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
And great volunteers. It was great to see the community come out to support Haven Humane.
Yeah, it was packed. which is why we're moving it to Wind River Event Center next year, which will be October 4th. So we're already working on next year's event. We're excited.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I'm sure we're going to come back. We're going to talk about stats and more statistics, stats, however you want to say it. Second Tuesday Club, the Rabies License Clinic, microchip reminder, and something more about the feral cat situation.
Sure.
Boy, is that happening. We'll talk more about those things when we get back with our guest Mark Story of Haven Humane, KCNR 1460.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Reading's new home for high school football.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's the weather is changing. It's just absolutely beautiful right now, but it's going to get colder. The rain's going to be coming in. Now's a great time. Get your place looked at. Get your heating system serviced, filters, air ducts, everything. And Alliance Heating and Air can do that. They are just absolutely fabulous in what they do. They treat everybody like family. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. Give them a call, 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We can't say enough about them, nor their professionalism. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we do our monthly update on what's happening with our animals and the things that are going on at Haven Humane. How you doing?
Good. It's been a very busy month. Very, very busy month.
Oh. Do you find as you get closer to the holidays, what are the impacts? I mean, do you find you're getting more animals or people picking up animals? Or I'm just wondering because, you know, it's they're going to be traveling and they've got, I mean, it's just kind of a place like, oh, let's buy Susie a pet or little Johnny.
There's a little bit of that after Christmas. There's a little bit of that impulse returns that we get. But not really. It's pretty much the same year round. Normally towards the winter time, we have a little bit of a lull, where we can catch our breath a little bit. So far this year, that hasn't happened. So we're hoping it happens soon. But, no, for the most part, it's pretty consistent. We get a lot of animals in all the time. But yeah, like I said, you know, there's a little bit of impulse. So I would advise people that, you know, really think about the commitment of getting an animal before you do it. Yeah, they're cute and they're cuddly when they're kittens and puppies, but they grow up to be dogs and cats, and make sure that you're ready for a dog or a cat before you make that commitment, because it is a commitment.
Now, how long have you been there?
Let's see. February will be a year, so.
Okay, so you've been there, you know, going on a year. I was just wondering, but you've worked in the other shelters before.
Yeah.
Do you find that, come February and March, you start getting the puppies that people bought and the kittens that people got, this is going to be hard.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's in January. I mean, they realize it pretty quick.
Whoa.
You know, they're like, okay, yeah, I don't want to deal with this. And, you know, it's a commitment. You need to understand that. Puppies aren't easy. They're a lot of fun. They're very rewarding, but, you know, they poop and they eat stuff and they, you know, they don't listen and, they're difficult to train sometimes. So, you know, they need a lot of patience.
Like husbands.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty much what we do. You know,
well, you have, programs there, Taven Humane, where you actually, teach, the owners of pets.
Yeah, we have, two trainers. Contract with us, so they're independent trainers that train, and they both have puppy classes, and they're great, which will help you with the little obedience stuff, the sit, the stay, the come when you want them to come, and of course our entire staff talks to everybody who adopts about, you know, this is what we advise for when it comes to house training and everything else with the animals. So yeah, we don't just send them on their own.
So one of the issues that we wanted to discuss with you today was the feral cat category.
Okay. Well, yeah, feral cats, you know, everybody's driven around and seen the wild cats. And just because you see them loose doesn't necessarily mean they're feral. They could be an owned cat. I personally wouldn't let my cats outside, but, you know, that's personal.
People on our street don't have that problem.
Right. So what we would like people to do is, if they see feral cats, to go ahead and trap them, bring them into the clinic and get them spayed and neutered so that we don't keep reproducing more and more cats. And you can bring them to the clinic, Monday through Thursday. You need to be there between 7:30 and 9. You don't need an appointment. And it's $35 to get them altered. So we can stop that cycle. And again, it's not a 5-year plan. It's a 20 to 50 year plan, because it's going to take a lot of time to lower the overpopulation problem, but this is one of the ways we can do it. So if they bring it in a trap, we'll $35, we'll spay neuter it, you can pick it back up, and you can take it and release it, and you know it's not going to keep reproducing, so we don't have so many kittens running around homeless.
Well, okay.
And your microchip reminder.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go going back to that, though. I mean, what if I trap a cat in my neighborhood, and it's – I've seen the cat all the time. I know the cat lives in a neighborhood someplace. I just don't know where the cat lives. Cat comes in and keeps using my yard as a bathroom, keeps sleeping in my backyard, and, you know, my dog, an elk killer's chasing it around. I capture that cat and I give it to you and say, I don't want it back. What, I mean, do you keep that cat then?
If it's feral, no. Because we don't have any programs where we can adopt out feral cats.
But this would be a...
If it's a friendly cat, then you probably trapped a neighbor's cat.
Right.
Then we will keep it.
Okay.
Like normal, we would hold it for the state mandated holding period, which is about 5 days. And we would hope that the owner would come in and claim the cat, and we would tell him, look, you know, this was found on somebody else's property, and tell him, you know, you might want to keep it indoors or whatever the case may be. And if that doesn't happen, then we'll put it up for adoption and try and find it in another home.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's take a quick break. Our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And the fact is that when people don't take care of their animals and they come into your yard and they start using your yard, whether it's a dog or a cat, there's got to be some kind of way you can handle that. And you just told us how to do it. And you trap it, bring it to you, and then you all will try to adopt it out after keeping it for the 5 days. I guess I could also put up a sign that says, I know where your cat is. And, or call this number.
Just let Elk Killer out in the yard more often.
Well, Elk Killer is somewhat smaller than some of the cats that get in the backyard. We have already had the battle of Possum Flats out there. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
What? Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 8:20 in the morning. How are you on this? Where are we?
October the 29th.
Tuesday. You know what? You know, tomorrow's going to be a rip day.
I want to talk about the fact that Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is with us, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know what? You got neighbors doing great deals for you down there at Redding Crown Motors. Cars, trucks, SUVs, brand new, previously owned. They're going to help you with it. They're our local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge Ram, and Ford dealership. Give them a call at 223-2177 or take a look and head on down. Just walk through there at 555 Cypress Avenue. I can't say enough about their service department. And I can, you know, I speak from firsthand experience. Redding Crown Motors, our friends down there. You know, it's getting ready to be Halloween, and I thought it was pretty cool for you to dress up in this doggy costume when you came in today, Mark. I wish that we had the TV so we could show people that, you know, like the little floppy ears and that tail that wags. That's pretty cool.
I put a lot of work into this.
Speaking of dog adoptions.
Yeah.
You went through a time there, somebody brought in a sick dog to you, and you went into kind of like a lockdown to make sure it didn't spread. And what's the latest on that?
Yeah, I'll read this to you. This is actually from my chief medical officer. And it's from the results of the diagnostics. It appears to have been a complex of bacteria and virus that normally makes up the canine respiratory disease complex. This includes mycoplasma, bordetella, and respiratory coronavirus. We also had a few tests positive for pneumovirus, which is a more recently discovered virus that most commonly occurs in shelters and boarding facilities. It's also important to note that other clinics and shelters came forward saying that they had similar sicknesses in the last 3 months. So what all that means in layman's terms is we had a respiratory illness go through. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have Dr. Browning with us, our chief medical officer. She's been in shelter medicine now for, over 6 years and our chief medical officer for quite some time. And so she worked hand in hand with some folks from UC Davis, from Cornell. And then she had people from all over the country calling her, you know, the experts in shelter medicine. So it looks like this is something that's been going on around the country with it. But the bottom line is all of the protocols that we put into place, and by us quarantining and treating, we were able to save the animals, and now they're all healthy, happy, and looking for forever homes. So we're very happy to say that the Morgan Adoption Center has opened up as of yesterday. All the dogs are healthy. They're excited. The volunteers were there yesterday walking them again, and so they were really thrilled to get outside. But
well, you know what? You did exactly the right thing. You had all of a sudden you had something major happen. You closed down the facility, and you brought in the best that you could to find out what happened. And then now you find out that, oh, you know what? We're not the only ones that this has hit. And, you know, I don't know if there's been others in the valley here or along, you know, out around in the county, but But it is something that is known in other shelters. So, but I think what, lost two dogs?
Yeah, two dogs.
Two dogs right at the beginning. Right. Yeah, right at the beginning. But now everything's healthy. The Morgan Adoption Center is open and puppies are available.
Yeah, we treated them, when the symptoms came up and, they all responded very well to the treatment. And so we're happy to say that they're all healthy and looking for homes.
This is what's lovely about you coming on because you really do, alleviate concern, and there are those people, rumors spread quickly.
Yeah.
And the rumors on the street were huge. And of course, I go up to the Benton Dog Park, so it's all over about this horrible, you know, death trap, you know, I mean, to the extreme of course, it's false now when we hear that. Of course, there, it would be like a cold or a flu. So doesn't mean thousands of dogs or hundreds of dogs. It was a few.
Right.
And you found the cure and took care of it quickly. So that was, this is one of the many reasons we appreciate you coming on, because you are like the voice. It's like having the chief and the sheriff come on and go, what's the deal? So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me and letting me clear that up.
One of the questions is do you have just offhand the percentages that you adopt out, that you've been able to adopt out?
Oh, I just ran the numbers.
Yeah, but just while you're thinking about that, just let me say is that I know that every pet of the week, including rabbits, that has cycled through here in the other areas, has been adopted out, including Mr. Grumpy Whiskers or Grumpy Whisk or something like that from last week, and the rabbit.
I don't have any of the numbers sitting in front of me, but it's for dogs. It's a little over 30% get adopted. Then we have a pretty high percentage that go to rescues, which will get adopted out of that. And then we have about 30% get returned to owner. So yeah, the percentage is actually pretty high. It's actually higher than the averages.
So I remember from some time before, it was up in the 70s. But, or, you know, the 70% from, you know, when you look at all the dogs that, or is, am I wrong? When
no, you, say so you mean like the live release rate, you mean, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're looking for is how many are you able to place or put back?
Percentage of being adopted out is the question.
Safely leaving the shelter is, about 80%.
Oh, 80%.
Yeah.
Safely leaving the shelter. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
In one form or another, whether it's returned to their owner, whether it's to rescue, whether it's adopted. Okay. About 80%.
Well, that's a nice percentage.
And speaking of that.
Well, we'd like it to be higher. Well. And that's what we're constantly working towards.
What you would like it to be is that you don't have to, that you're sitting there playing canasta.
With the
animal control people, because there is none there. That you use the Morgan Adoption Center as a place to put, vagrants, you know, for the county. And that's the bottom line, because almost all your work is due to picking up animals that haven't been spayed or neutered and are running out there. What's your percentage that you put?
100% of the animals that come into our shelters because of a poor decision made by a human. 100%. Now, whether that was intentional or whether it was unintentional, I'm not saying that it was intentional, is really kind of irrelevant. But 100% of the animals that come into our shelter is because of some kind of mistake made by a human being, whether it was generations ago or whether it was, you know, today. And you know, the gardener came over and left the fence open and Fido gets out. Now, of course, it's not the owner's fault. You know, it's that gardener who just didn't think or didn't get the message and the dog came into it. But regardless, none of those animals are there by their own choice. And that's what makes it a little bit more difficult on the staff is, you know, we see this and people get upset with us and it's like, you know, we're doing the best that we can trying to correct a mistake that was made, not by these animals.
It takes a certain kind of human being too, Mark, and I think you need to have your back patted and an attaboy, because if you have a bunch of naysayers constantly raining on you trying to move forward and do the right thing, it can be at times draining.
Yeah, it can, and I'm a big proponent of, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So I would welcome all those naysayers to feel free to give me a call, shoot me an email, with any ideas they have of how to find more homes, because I'm more than willing to listen, because like Carl said, the one job I've ever had where I really don't want the job security, because I want to come in one day and we just don't have enough homeless animals coming into the shelter. To keep our doors open, that would be great. I don't see it happening, but I'm definitely working towards it, and we'll continue to.
But we're starting to see – are we starting to see a decline, though? A small decline?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, we saw a decline in our numbers over the year prior. Now, this year, we've taken over the contract with the county. So it's going to be a couple years before we really see what we can expect, and then we can start tracking that data. So this year is going to be a little bit of an anomaly because we're not really sure what we're going to see. As of the end of October, or I'm sorry, as of the end of August, we'd seen a 55.5% increase in dogs coming in and 35% in cats. So we've seen a huge increase of animals, which we expected.
Because you took over for the whole county.
Because we took over for the county.
Right.
Although the dog increase is a lot more. We expected about a 35% increase overall. So 55.5% with dogs, that's significant. So
now these are dogs that have been turned into you or when
yes.
you find, okay, the, it, so these people are turning
insane.
Their dogs.
And this isn't just that 55.5%, that increase is, that's a total increase. So I don't know where it's just county or city or what. It's just an increase.
Just an increase. Right. All right. Mark, Story, CEO of Haven Humane is our guest and we're talking about the big increase, this year of dogs and cats being turned in. We're talking about the number of, dogs that have been adopted out. 80% leave the shelter alive. I don't know how else to put that, but they've been placed. I guess I should say that. Either back with owners, with adopters and, or other pet groups, but, 80% of the dogs, leave happy. And there's large percentages. And also the final thing is, and everybody really needs to understand this, is Mark wishes he could be put out of a job. As do probably most everybody there, that works in Haven Humane. Wouldn't it be great if everyone of those animals had a home?
Yeah. We wish that we didn't have to do what we're doing. We definitely won't be put out of a job.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean. Yeah. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader and landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms, and instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading, or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired a fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning today, October the 29th, 2 days before Halloween. Oh. I'm going to take my mask off. It's getting a little bit warm in here. 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful week. I tell you what, Halloween, the 31st, looks like it's going to be a great night, so be ready. This portion of the show, and part of being ready, of course, is a good haircut that you can get from a Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? One of the things I want to accomplish today is a haircut. I'm going to head on down there and try to jump into the chair, fight my way through the crowd and get in there. No, it's a great place just to sit and talk and read. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our friends there. Hey, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is with us today, and we just found out that he is the chief gravy and soup maker for the Victorian, is that Victorian Christmas?
Victorian dinner at Enterprise High School.
At Enterprise High School. Yeah. I think that's cool.
Yep. It's coming up every December.
How'd you get that?
Well, my daughter is in music department. She's a Starship kid at Enterprise High School.
Right.
And so, you know, good. We have one kid, so that occupies all my free time.
She's a fabulous singer.
So. Thank you. Yeah, she's, I don't know where she gets it. It's definitely not from me.
Sorry.
It's not from mom, but.
At the Bark and Wine and Brew.
Yeah, she sang with the Lou White Band.
Have you been on since the Bark and Wine and Brew?
No.
Talk about that. This is one of your major fundraisers, I think, for the year, besides the others we're going to talk about here, the second Tuesday and all that.
Yeah, it's our biggest fundraiser. So historically, we've had it Red Lion. Like I said, we're moving next year because we basically outgrown Red Lion, which is great, and we're moving it to Wind River Event Center. It'll be October 4th, 2014. We have live auction, silent auction. We've got the raffles for the baskets. We've got a bunch of local vintners that come in, and this year we added some microbrews. Got the Lou White Band that came out and played, and they were awesome. Played some soft rock, and we had some people singing and dancing. Linda, you sang, didn't you?
I did a song, but I have to tell you that I remember your daughter started the evening off, and she's a little pro.
Yeah, she's coming around, that's for sure. She's going to be trying out here for some college music departments this year. She's a senior, so
great.
You know, paws crossed on that one.
How do you feel about that?
I think she can do anything she puts her mind to.
That's
she's
wonderful.
Just got to put her mind to it. So,
yep, good.
Yeah, I'm proud of her.
You know, well, the second Tuesday, that's coming up.
It is, yeah.
Second Tuesday Club, it's going to be at Elements.
At Elements of Wind River, yeah.
Yeah. And for people that may not be familiar with that, the second Tuesday Club is?
So every second Tuesday, we pick a different local restaurant. And people go there, and sometimes you have to have coupons, sometimes you don't, but you basically just say, hey, I'm here to support Haven. You go out there, have a good dinner, and then a portion of the proceeds go to help out the homeless animals in North State. So it's pretty easy. You know, you got to eat anyway, so you may as well go out there with some friends. We got a lot of people that, they bring family and friends, and we have some pretty big tables that people get out there. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know, one of the things that, the Clover Fire. And that was, of course, that was in the news. Now it's kind of gone back to the sidelines here. But you all still have a couple of cats that you found from the Clover Fire.
We do. We have some that are in foster, too, and I'm not sure what the status of them is. I believe that they're probably going to be either adopted by the fosters or they'll come back, and we'll probably send out something and do a special on them to get them adopted. But we do have two that are at the Morgan Adoption Center now. They're both orange and white. They have some little singed whiskers still. You can still tell, but they're really sweet cats, and so – we're hoping that either the owners will hear this and show up, and if not, then we would love for somebody to come in and give these guys a second chance they really deserve, because, you know, they've had enough of a bad deal. It's time for them to get a good deal.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I know that you all rescued something like, 300 animals over that period of time?
Yeah, we brought in 104 to the facility, and then we helped feed and water and shelter in place well over 200 So yeah, it was over 300 that we affected for the Clover Fire.
Now that takes a, that puts a big dent in your food and your obviously your financial side of that, because that's, you don't really count on 300 animals you're going to be taking care of, feeding and rescuing.
Yeah, and we were totally prepared to do that, but we put the word out and the community really responded. They brought in thousands of pounds of food. They brought in probably 120 bales of hay, and hay's not cheap right now. So the community really responded and helped us out a ton. And so we were able to take all that food up there and give it to those animals that were in place. And then later we went up twice up to Igo and we handed it out to the folks that really needed it, that were trying to rebuild and put things back in place. So, you know, couldn't have had better support from the community. It was absolutely fantastic.
We recently took a ride, it was for the Big Bike Weekend, and we rode on the Harley back up there. I think we were talking about
it. Right,
yeah. And we went up above Manton and went past Wild Horse Sanctuary, and I was thinking about how many horses and animals really were in peril, during the fires, and how many they had to take in, or how many you had to take in during such a tragedy.
Yeah, it's tough, and I know the Manton fire, I think we brought in about the same. We brought in about a little over 100 animals. I obviously wasn't there at the time. I was down in Tehama, and we tried to help out down at that shelter as well. It's tough. And, you know, hopefully people that are in those areas, you know, being up in the fire for that day, that whole defensive space, you know, you really see it, especially when you're up there and you see the fire coming. You know, when people talk about having the defensible space in your property, please listen. And, you know, the other thing is have a plan. Have a plan for the animals, you know, especially your larger animals, your horses and stuff. If your horse is never loaded up in a trailer, the first time loaded in a trailer is not when you're having to evacuate with a fire coming in, at especially like the Clover Fire. It moves just so fast. You know, a lot of people had a hard time getting their animals out. Some of them weren't able to get their animals out. You know, we found a guy on the road that was standing there, and unfortunately he had lost his house, but he was standing there holding his horse, and he just had a very thin twine that he was holding his horse with, you know, because he had it, and we pulled up with the trailer and the fire was literally 50 feet away. We loaded him up really quick and got them both out of there and to safety, and, you know, they were good to go. But, you know, he thought about it, and he was, you know, quick enough to get his animal out of there, which was great.
You know, that's the when we drove, I drove up past Gas Point Road up in that area. I mean, all, you know, everything being burnt down in there in a Clover Fire. But it was amazing that there weren't more structures burnt. I saw a couple of structures there. But the, just like you said, is if you've got a large animal, you got to have some way in an emergency to move them. I mean, it could be anything, just to be able to move them. So, okay, Mark Story is our guest CEO of Haven Humane. We'll be right back after these messages.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. A lot of things happening out here.
Let's talk about one of our fabulous sponsors, Redding Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Jeff has been with us since we first started off. Veteran-owned business. Shout out to Jeff at Crackmaster. If you've got a chip or a crack in your windshield, he can help you up to 24 inches. Go on and tell him you heard it here on Free Fire Radio. He's located at 3208 Market Street, Redding. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Hey, just the Marines of Shasta County are celebrating their 238th birthday in the United States Marine Corps on Sunday, November 10th, which is highly appropriate because that's our birthday. And the event center at Wind River starts at 5:30 and dinner at 6:30. Dance music by the Lou White Band, Jefferson Pipes will be there. And the special guest speaker, Colonel Dean Caswell, who is an ace fighter pilot in Pacific Korea and Vietnam. And he also flew as a wingman for James Sweat, the Medal of Honor recipient we had from up here. Semi-formal, but the give Mike Gutierrez a call at 524-7595, 524-7595, and talk to him about that. And tickets, tickets are probably still available because they can add more tables there. And the only thing they're asking is after, well, of course, is, you know, $35 per person. That includes music, dancing, the dinner, is bring an unwrapped toy for the Marines Toys for Tots campaign. Our guest is the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and we're talking about, you know, things that have been accomplished here and that have happened in the last month as we do a catch up on it, and the number of things are happening. We had comments, and we've had two series of comments. One is that George, do you have an animal trainer named George? Is that right? Maybe I got the wrong name. But they're saying is that your animal trainers there at Haven Humane are great. Oh, Woody. I'm sorry.
Woody. Yes.
Woody. Okay.
Yes, Woody is great.
Yeah,
well, he's George on Tuesday. Okay. But tomorrow will be Woody. Okay.
The other thing, too, is about pit bulls that they're having. You know, they talk about how people are, because it's a pit bull, that's automatically it's a bad dog. And I know that you love pit bulls, and that you all have had, you've had a pit bull adoption, which was a pity party.
Mm-hmm. We did, yeah. Yeah. Well,
and how was that? How'd that work?
It went great. We got quite a few, pit bulls into some, loving homes. You know, pit bulls are, well, there's a lot of them because they were America's dogs in the 1900s. And so a lot of people had pit bulls. Petey from Little Rascals was a pit bull. I always tell people that and they're like, wait, really? By nature, they're great dogs. Unfortunately, for some reason, they got a bad stigma, and they became a, gang members like to use them. They became kind of a, I don't know.
Fighting, just, like in
yeah,
fight.
Yeah.
Fight clubs.
But they use them, and they became just kind of, they changed the perception of them. The thing with pit bulls is they're a high drive, high energy dog. They're not for every family, and I would never tell anybody they're for every family. They need to be raised with love and respect like any other dog. But if you put a pit bull into a bad situation, just like any large, high-drive dog, if they are to bite, they're going to do a lot more damage because they're big and strong dogs, just like a Labrador would or a Shepherd would or a Rottweiler would or anything else. So, but there are a lot of them out there. But as far as their demeanor goes, they're actually very good. And they're great with people most of the time. But just like any other dog, you know, they can be
Well, they have this thing where they have, you think of marijuana grows, you think of pit bulls.
because what the owners have, they've done to the dogs to make them mean and have, you know, have them running, you know, running loose out there or behind their fences. It's like any other dog that if you train a dog to do that or you provide that atmosphere where that dog feels like it has to do this, protect itself. It doesn't make a difference what the breed is.
Right, exactly. And that's the point. And, you know, pit bulls are big, strong dogs, and you need to respect any big, strong dog, regardless of what breed it is. And I think that's the thing. And people are afraid of pit bulls because they do. I mean, they look big and strong. And, you know, if you didn't know the dog, you know, you would be, I'd be uneasy around a pit bull that I don't know, just like I would be any other big dog.
You know, let's talk a little bit about your, a reminder, because we have about 10 minutes left in the program, about the microchip.
Okay. So, yeah, microchipping is really important. Microchipping, your dog is basically just an ID. Anytime any of our animal regulation officers pick up a dog, we're going to microchip them. And if we pick it up near your house, we're going to try and get it back to you because we don't want to bring them to the shelter. The last thing we want is more animals in the shelter. So we're going to try and get them back to you right away. So microchipping is really important to
do. Can they check the microchip on the run, or do they have to bring it back?
No, they have chip checkers in the, they have readers in the van, so they check them whenever they pick them up. And we have a couple other things that are going on. Can I talk about that now?
Please.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we have our Oktoberfest event still going on for the cats. Cats are anywhere from 25% to 75% discounted adoption fees through the rest of this week, and we've had quite a few of them adopted. Mr. Grumpy Gills, I think that was the cat of the week.
He was
adopted yesterday, and you saw him. He was absolutely adorable.
Hear that, Bob? Bob is a cat for Bob and Brenda have cats.
And he looked just, you know, we were going to call him Bad Bob, because he had this kind of grumpy look in his face, but he was a sweetheart, just like you.
Well, just like the grumpy cat who's of internet fame.
That's what they named him after, actually. And he did. He had a very grumpy look, but he was just the coolest cat. And so he was adopted yesterday. I saw the Lucky Family walk out with him yesterday. It was pretty cool. So we have that going on. We also have a rabies license clinic going on at Haven on Thursday, November 14th, where we'll be doing licensing as well as rabies. And then over the weekend, we just had Halloween out by Kugler's Furniture, which is a big costume event. And it was a lot of fun. I got to go out there. I got to judge some of the costumes and help out. And, boy, some of the costumes were pretty cool.
People are serious about their costumes
and
their pets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this one lady came in a Star Trek outfit, and then she had her dog, which was a Doberman dressed up as the Borg, and had all the stuff. I mean, the whole dog was covered in it. And she said, no, his name is K9 of 10, because there was a 7 of 9 in Star Trek. And I was – see – Bob's over here laughing because he gets it. Now,
it's because he follows this.
The sad thing, Bob, is I was the only one in the crowd that got the K9 of 10, and I'm laughing and nobody else was. So, but it was an amazing outfit. It had lights and lasers. Oh, it was just cool. And then we had one family show up with, the kids as Mario Brothers and the dog is Yoshi, which is one of the Mario Brothers things, and they had made the costume, and we had bounce houses and a wagon ride, and it was a lot of fun. We adopted out two cats, which is great. And we had some people donate some money, which was fun. And, it was a lot of fun. It was a really good event. So I'm looking forward to next year's event out there.
You know, I really like the one I like. We have to take a break, is when you bring in the non-dogs and cats. Even though I love the dogs and cats, that come through here, like Grumpy Whiskers or something
Grumpy
like
Gills.
That. Grumpy Gills. But when you bring in the other ones, like you brought in the,
rabbit?
Of course the rabbits. You brought in a couple of rabbits. When you brought in guinea pigs and all this, cause you had that one time where you're just one of your areas there was filled up with rabbits and guinea pigs. But that, you know, they didn't take long, huh?
No, and actually after, they came on and, Spencer made them the pet of the week, I think most of them, got adopted in the next, three, 4 days. So
what do we get to look forward to this Friday, or should we just let listeners?
I tell you what, let's have it be a
surprise.
Yeah, let's talk about this when we get back from the break. What do you got? When you got some exciting things coming in here? We'll be right back, Carl and Linda Bott.
And how do you?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:56 in the morning here. Just want to remind everybody, tomorrow morning we're going to be down, I'll be down at the, on Cypress, not Cypress, but a Eureka Way on the, was that Outback Furniture or something like that. We're going to be raising, we're having everybody bring food for One Safe Place. There'll be a lot of people that'll be out there.
So fill a bag.
Fill a bag, feed a family, domestic violence awareness, One Safe Place. Come on down and bring food and fill up the bags there. Canned goods, packages, packaged food, all those things that you would like to, that you would like to see, you know, in your house, I guess you could say.
Long timers of Reading would know this as the old Miller used car lot.
Yeah, Miller used car lot right down there. But you'll see us out there. You'll see me out there waving, and there'll be a lot of other people. And then, of course, we have the people from MD Imaging are going to be here talking about breast cancer and Linda's trek down there for the 3D. And see what else. I think that's pretty, a lot of stuff happening tomorrow.
We have the soup kitchen tomorrow.
Soup kitchen.
And tomorrow night, of course, is the live at 8 o'clock, tune in, because it will be a complete reenactment of War of the Worlds with the original script and actors right here live. You're going to be hearing the sound effects in the entire program, which is 1 hour long, of the way it came down in 1938.
So, hey, Mark Story's here, CEO of Haven Humane, and you've got a couple other things here before we close out.
Yeah, I want to talk about volunteering. You know, we need a lot of volunteers, because volunteers walk the dogs and socialize the cats and help out all around the place, and they really do help us find homes for the animals. So we have two volunteer orientations coming up. The first one's going to be Saturday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. And then the second one will be on Friday, November 22nd at 5:15 p.m. And that's with Wendell, our volunteer coordinator. So, you know, if you have some time to give and you want to walk the dogs, I will tell you that as somebody that goes in there every time I get a chance and walks a dog or spends some time with a cat, it's more therapeutic for the human than it is for the canine and the feline. But please come out and have some fun.
Yeah, I don't even want to hear people, have anybody hear what happens when I get home when an elk killer runs around the corner and we roll around on the ground there. Because it is therapeutic. Linda just waits her turn until I'm finished and wipe my face off.
And then she rolls around with elk killer.
Well, you know, the thing about, I know is that when we come home together, that elk killer obviously has her choice of Linda, and I could walk around outside, and I come back, and I open up this little can of beef gravy, and I wipe it on my face, and then I sit down, and she'll come over to me at that point. Anyway.
That's a great visual, honey. Thank you very much on this Tuesday to end our KCNR 1460 program. With face licking from Snooki.
That's, you know what? We're talking animals, even humane. Come on. Hey, thanks a lot, Mark.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thanks a lot for everything y'all do and our people. You know, my friends, let me just mention is that sometimes there's misunderstandings that happen out there and, at every place. So, you know, find out, you know, if you got a question, give Mark a call. Phone number.
They can call us at 241-1653 and just ask to speak to me for sure.
Yeah, if you've got a question, if you think, you know, if you've got a, you know, something is that you'd like to talk to the boss. He's always available.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be a great day now. It's 51 degrees. It's going to go up into the high 60s today. It's going to be a beautiful day. And everybody have a great day and we will be seeing you tomorrow. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Gonna stand which are you?
My ground won't be turned around. And I'll keep
the news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. So how many people have enrolled in the Obamacare health exchanges?
That number will not be available till mid-November.
Medicare Chief Marilyn Tavener being grilled by members of a House panel today. They repeatedly asked the question and got the same reply.
We will not have those numbers available till mid-November.
Tavener apologizes for the technical problems that have kept people from successfully signing up for coverage at the Obamacare website. She's being pressed not only on what went wrong with healthcare.gov, but also whether lawmakers can trust promises to have things running efficiently by the end of next month. He was out and about early this morning. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in Seaside Park meeting with people on the anniversary of Superstorm Sandy. It was 1 year ago tonight the hurricane swamped the New Jersey, New York City, and Long Island